This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
So what do you say? Should we investigate the investigators? I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are hanging out with me, as they say. You know, because there's a lot going on. I can't keep up with it all. And whether you believe it or not, I really do like when you tell me what's happening, what's up, what's going on. But again, you know, hop on the website, realside.com. There's a live chat room. There's people smarter than I in that chat room. You can talk with them. You can ask them questions. You know, that some of them are old Joe listeners. They've been around for a while. But there's a whole bunch going on up on the chat rooms, up on Facebook and or the website. So you want to head over to my website, therealside.com. Where, again, you can watch live, listen live, check the polls. You can buy my coffee cup, right? You can buy the coffee cup. You can buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. And there's just so much activity, God, out there that you get involved with and respond to. So, Clapper. I don't even know where you go with that. I mean, I do, but I don't. Right, when you think about these guys and how full of themselves they are, how much power they perceive themselves to have. Now, I shouldn't say perceive, because they do have that power. They're wielding it. We're seeing it happen. Why would I suggest or think anything different? Clapper says it's a good thing the FBI was spying on the Trump campaign. But even it's better than that. Listen to this interview on CNN. It's only a minute or two. Let's see if I can get this thing working.
Here's what the president tweeted this morning. He said, "Wow, word seems to be coming out that the Obama FBI spied on the Trump campaign with an embedded informant." Andrew McCarthy says, "There's probably no doubt that they had at least one confidential informant in the campaign. If so, this is bigger than Watergate." I mean, that is an extraordinary claim, and based on your experience, what is the likelihood that it's true?
Well, I think this is a hyperbole. They may have had someone who was talking to them in the campaign.
So hyperbole is just words that really don't mean anything, right? Trying to get people all ginned up, it's not true. But right after saying this was hyperbole, didn't he just said, "I think they had somebody that was either in or getting information from"? I'm sorry. As usual. Now, he may not be 100% on with these kind of things. You know, we talked about wiretapping his phones. You know, then they started playing word games like Hillary did. Did you wipe down your server, Ms. Clinton? And you mean like, did I take a rag out and wipe it down and get the dust off it and stuff? I mean, she was just being a jerk. She knew exactly what that guy wanted to hear. Here, play the rest of this.
But, you know, the focus here, and as it was with the intelligence community, is not on the campaign per se, but what the Russians were doing to try to instantiate themselves in the campaign or to influence or leverage it. So if there was someone that was observing that sort of thing, well, that's a good thing because the Russians pose a threat to our.
Well, why not tell the campaign and the guy at the head of the campaign? And if you thought the Russia, is that really the only place you didn't, they didn't, the Department of Justice, the FBI, the whatever. Think about all the other things that were going along that they never, ever investigated. The money that was changing hands, the relationships, from within the Hillary campaign with the Russians. Nothing. Not a thing. Right? He was trying to, and he's trying to explain away really kind of what was going on with the campaign, but he's not really sure. They might have known. I mean, it's just nuts. But they don't care. In the old days, they would just say, no, we didn't do it. But the leakers that we have, you know, it was one of the questions I ask on a regular basis. There's a big difference between leaking and just putting stuff out there because you don't like what the current president's doing. It's ideology. It's not national security. It's ideology. And ideology is much more dangerous than anything that Trump is doing. You know, I mean, think about what he said. Clapper and Brennan and Rogers all testified before the Senate, right? Clapper said it's possible the FBI was spying on Trump. And then he goes on to say that the informant was a good thing. And if you have, and now think about this, they still love this guy. So we had the one lady that was somehow involved with waterboarding when it was okay, when it was approved. But she couldn't be the CIA, the head of the CIA because of that. Well, they didn't want her to be. Terrible what she did. But putting a spy in on a political campaign, that's okay. For somebody running for president, that's okay. See, what they really understand, what they really know, is what does Trump have, 117, 118 Twitter followers or something like that? They know he can get out in front of us. They know that he can really cause trouble for them. And I hope he does. I mean, for me, it would work out great. Give me more to talk about. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When we come back, transgender woman files a human rights complaint against a spa, because they won't give her the same services, apparently, they give other women. But there's a specific reason behind it. Again, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. Buying my book is one of the things you can do up there. That'd be really cool, really nice. But I get it. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. So are you, hopefully. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Women, you got to listen up to this next story. First, you got to go to my website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. There's just so much going on up there on the website. Yeah. All right, so this one is interesting. I don't know any other way to put it. This is just interesting. The a transgender woman Now, you know what that is, right? You know how it flows, as they say. And it's one of Xander's big pet peeves. And he's explained to me, as others have, if you use the term transgender woman, that means somebody is identifying as and living life as, but not necessarily has had all the parts changed over. And when they finally get all the parts changed over, Xander says to me, and I agree with him, why do you still call them transgender at that time? Why don't you just say, I'm a woman? Right? Nobody has to know about the operation or anything else at that point. I agree with him. So this person does have some of the parts and pieces. So the owner of a local waxing spa is mounting a public campaign to clear his name and the name of his business after he was served with a human rights complaint for denying service to a transgender woman. Now, Jason Carruthers, the president of Mad Wax on Walker Road, was surprised in a legal move since he's explained to the complainant that the spa did not offer Brazilian wax services on male body parts. Although, if that's what I think it is, I would have done it. I would have used a very sharp knife, and if I slipped, what would have been the big deal? Kind of serves the same purpose, right?
You don't wax with a knife, buddy.
Oh, never mind. No, that's right, too. That's a wooden spoon. Yeah. I have no male wax staff, Carruthers said Friday. We're not able to provide that service. A local transgender woman claims that she was denied services based on her gender identity and gender expression. Well, here's the deal. How do you force somebody? See, again, the left goes over that. They can force us to do anything, but we can't force them to do anything. That's against, see, we assault their rights when we force them. We assault their rights when we simply say to them, look, we have a bunch of nuns that don't want to adhere to the law because it goes against their religious belief that they want to give a morning after pill out. Right? That was terrible. It was disgusting. It was the worst thing in the world. You're trampling on the right. I mean, my God. And now here you have, I want you to envision this. This transgender person has male parts. There's a female doing the waxing. Why? Because most of the time, people coming in for waxing at that level have female parts. And the transgender woman wants to sue because the female that would be offering the service doesn't want to see his former little Winky. Or what's the name call it? Snoopy. He lost Snoopy. Good for him. Anyway. But you see what I'm saying here? They're willing to force you. Right? They want to. They think they have a right to force you to do anything they want you to do, or it's a crime against them and the rest of humanity. But if you ask them, for a little bit, they're not going to do it. There's no way. And that's wrong. You guys, you know that's wrong. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. It's stories like this. I mean, some of you guys send me this stuff, and I just kind of laugh. And then I read them during the break. Or during the day when I'm just blowing some time. I'll start to read them through. And I go, this is proof positive that it's not equality they want. And we have this conversation on a regular basis. It's not equality they want. It's control. But they don't want to control the situation. They want to control you. Right? They want you to feel bad for them. They want you to give them a leg up. They want you to give them, you know, more, what do you want to call it? Again, I just sit here and I'm always amazed that they'll say they don't want any more. They want equality. They want to be treated fairly, treated the same. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you guys spend on the air and in the chat room. You know, it again, it's an election year. I know I say this like five times a night. It's an election year. And if you're complacent, we're going to lose. It's really that simple. If you guys on the right, you conservative, you Trump supporters, if you get complacent, we're going to lose. We don't own it. People don't think like you necessarily. Just because you think a certain way and you believe it to be right, you believe it's the right way to think, the right thing to do, doesn't mean everybody else around, no matter how much you think it makes sense. Are you following me here? No matter how much it makes sense for you, for us, for weans, there's a lot of people out there that don't agree with you. There's a lot of people out there, a lot of conservatives, quote-unquote, hardcore conservatives, that are not on the same page as you. So it's up to you to get out. Get up, get out, speak to people. Right? You want to turn somebody, you need to speak with them. You need to spend time with them. Right? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Hit up the website, realside.com. Watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your email address. I send out an email about once a week, let you know what's going on, who's coming on the show, topics we might be discussing. Obviously, they change every day. I mean, heck, it'd be a pretty boring world if it didn't change a little bit. But they pretty much change every day, you know, whatever the story of the day is or what have you, we try to deal with. But you really do have to get involved. You really do have to get engaged. You have to get engaged in local politics. You heard Frank Martini, DeMartini, the other night. We talked about how if you have no money, guess what you can do? You could stuff envelopes for him. That's free. Are you willing to work even a little bit to help the right candidate win? I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Back
now, I'm the king of the swingers ball.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And thank you for being part of the conversation. 855 Real, like I said, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And you know what? It seriously, get involved in the conversation. Get involved with what's going on. Right? I mean, you got, I got, we got, we uns. So much to learn. I'm sorry, I believe it. I believe that we have a lot to learn. I have friends of mine that send me notes during the show, after the show, next day. Talking about some of these issues. You don't understand, Joe. You don't know what's going on. You know, the deep state, and then the deeper state, and then the concern. I mean, a friend of mine I'm talking to today, he started making me crazy. Now, he's been telling me for 10 years that they're going to come up the street with guns, that they're going to take over, they're going to take us out of our houses, especially as conservatives. And I had to remind him in the Old Testament, because nothing he has told me had come true yet. In the Old Testament of the Bible, as a Christian man, he should have understood this. When your prophecies didn't come through, they stoned you to death. Right? So why should I listen? This is the same guy that keeps telling me that Bitcoin's going to go to $1 million a coin. What, 50 years from today? So you got to be careful when you listen to other people. You got to be careful when we're talking to other people about issues. You know? Anyhow, to finish up real quick on the transgender woman at the spa. This is one of those things that's just, you know, you have a business owner, need to be able to run the business the way they want to. Okay, and if employees are uncomfortable doing something, they shouldn't be forced to do it. Because the other way around, it wouldn't be an issue now, would it? Right? If they had a problem, conservatives get thrown out of, you know, speaking engagements at colleges. Kids have to go running and be given safe spaces because a big bad conservative is coming on campus. Just crazy. And then they take it to the Human Rights Tribunal. I mean, this is even crazier. Okay. I need to do, well, I guess there's no lighthearted. There is no lighthearted stuff out there right now. You know, the jailed former Bush CIA official said that, you know, he tells Trump, Mueller and Brennan, they're just set out to ruin people. As they did him. Now, former CIA officer who was imprisoned on leaking classified information to journalists said he was initially cleared of the charges until Obama-era CIA director John Brennan got involved. So under Bush, he was cleared. All right. They did the investigation and cleared him. And then Obama came in, and for some odd reason, they decided to go after him again. Because they're such nice, honest, above-board people, right? Now, John Kiriakou said he had no idea he was under investigation in 2007 for sharing details of terrorist interrogations to journalists. Kiriakou said that his story should be relevant to President Donald Trump, who's dealing with the same officials in his Russian probe. Now, in 2007, the Bush administration investigated me and determined I hadn't committed a crime. However, he said that once President Obama took power, in 2009, a series of memos showed that Brennan asked Attorney General Holder. Think of this. A memo showed that Brennan asked Attorney General Eric Holder to reopen a closed case. He teed off somebody. The injustice is incredible, he said, adding that Brennan and the FBI Director Robert Mueller set out to ruin people, especially ones they don't like. Kiriakou claimed that Brennan sent the DOJ a memo asking the department to prosecute the official for espionage. Now think about it. These memos are going back and forth from within the DOJ. They're being asked to prosecute him for espionage, a charge that was pretty much dismissed under Bush. The department said it had no evidence. This is the response to Brennan. The department said it had no evidence of such. And Brennan responded, charge him anyway, make him defend himself. That's how much power they have. That's how much they don't care. Mueller, who was involved in the case, is a man who chooses a person, then looks for a crime to hang on that person, Kiriakou said, adding that Mueller initiated the John Kiriakou task force to probe him. Kiriakou claimed that Mueller waited nearly a year until he was forced to declare bankruptcy. Once Kiriakou declared bankruptcy, guess what they did? They dropped all the charges. Really that simple. They dropped all the charges. Now, he did spend 30 months in prison on a related charge. All right? And again, think about this. Think hard about this. Giving classified information to journalists. Right? I don't know. Comey? Clapper? You want to go down the list? Clapper openly admitted that he did it on talk shows, and he openly admitted that he did it in the hearings. When do these guys see? This is my irritant with President Trump and Sessions. When do we start seeing the charges? When do we start seeing these people investigated? When do we start seeing somebody actually come out and do something about this? Because you know darn well, if this was us, if there was somebody on the right, right? right? If we did it to them, They'd be looking to lock us up within a week's time. They wouldn't even go through a whole investigation. Now, Katie Pavlich was talking this week on one of the panels at Fox. She says there's still major questions about how the Obama administration handled the 2016 presidential election. Remember, Obama has even admitted that he knew about it. He knew there were things going on. He didn't admit to knowing that there was a spy in here, but he knew that the Russians and the DOJ and everybody was kind of looking for something here. But Obama went one step further. Remember when he spied on reporters? They spied on a CBS reporter. They spied on a Fox reporter. So if he's willing to spy on reporters to get what he wants, what in God's creation makes you think he's not going to spy on the president-elect or the guy that's running for president that he doesn't want to be president? Maybe that's why he figured he was so cocky in some of those commercials or some of those interviews where he said Donald Trump will never be president with such surety. Right? It's just nuts. But a lot of this happened, bottom line is a lot of this happened under the guise of non-transparency, right? They were going to be, remember these guys were going to be the most transparent administration in history? How'd that work out? The Justice Department, matter of fact, if you recall, several times mainstream media, I mean, his allies came out and said, this is the most untransparent or non-transparent administration that we've seen in a long time. Justice Department was criticized in 2013 for naming then Fox News reporter James Rosen as a criminal co-conspirator. He did that in order to access his emails and phone records, and they investigated, remember, journalist Cheryl Atkinson. We had her on the show a few years ago. They broke into her personal computer and work computers and went looking for information. And they tried to make it look like another agency or another country. That's the thing, too, we learned through some of these investigations. Is a lot of times, Russia breaks into your machine, they make it look like North Korea. North Korea breaks into your machine, they make it look like the Russians. Think about it. And the other thing I thought was funny, I never really gave much thought to, Tim and I went into technology business for years. Kaspersky, a Russian company that had a large part of the virus market, or antivirus market. Wow. Talking about letting the fox watch the hen house, right? I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in just a few minutes.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. Today you can get your very own free copy of Ted Benna's new book. Shipping and handling charges apply.
Get your copy of Ted Benna's book when you text Benna to 79000. Text BENNA to 79000. Text Benna to 79000 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
I guess you can sum it up in 2 words.
What's that?
Get involved.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys are spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation, truly being part of the solution, if you would. And I really do want you part of the solution. I really do want you part of what goes on around here. Seriously. Anyway, you know, I always have a good time doing the show. Somebody asked me, what was it, the other night, if I liked doing the show? Yeah, I guess so.
They asked me if it was fun.
What?
They asked
Oh, they asked if it was fun. Excuse me. Yes, it's fun. Of course it's fun. I get to make fun of people I never see. How much more fun can that be? Right? I don't have to worry about them, you know, well, I guess it's happened in the past, but I don't have to worry about them, you know, finding my car, keying my car, showing up at my front door. Right? Anyway, I do appreciate you guys. I do appreciate the comments you send me, whether it's in emails or later on, you know, via private messages on Facebook or wherever it ends up showing up. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being engaged and involved all the way around. Okay, so where the story went I was going to work on, I have no clue. How do you like that, right? Was that perfect? Oh, we were talking about Katie Pavlich and how she was talking about the, you know, what's going on. And if you don't think the Justice Department, if they were looking at journalists, think about that. James Rosen, a news reporter for Fox. And I don't know if you guys remember some of the people, Greta Van Susteren. She said she got a call under Obama. She got a call from the White House, or people from inside the White House, that asked her to tone it down a bit. Remember that? Now, who was the guy I liked, the Democrat, Bob Beckel. I mean, a lot of people hated him. I liked that guy. I thought he was a really good guy. I mean, he believed what he believed. He was willing to put it out there. He was a little rough around the edges. And he said twice he was called by the White House. And basically they said to him, like, you know, what are you doing, Bob? You're killing us over here. And he didn't care. See, I got to give him credit for that. You have to give credit to where credit's due. You can't be an ideologue where you're sitting on the side going, everything they say is wrong and everything we say is right, because we screw up a lot. And then Rosen, again, I mean, here's a guy that is known for his, you know, right down the middle, honest reporting. And yet they were going through his emails. They were going through his phone records. Cheryl Atkinson, they actually put software in her machine to watch what she was doing, to keep track of her, to watch over her. Right? I mean, that ain't cool. So, you know, I can see Trump's frustration. Our frustration should be up there, too. We should be screaming to our congressmen and asking them, you know, don't let them tell you, well, we've already had enough investigations going on already. Do you know what that's costing the taxpayers? You know, at this point, with the amount of waste you guys have in D.C. anyhow, right? I mean, I just can't imagine. You know what? Let's take the shrimp off the stress test machines, and we'll use that money to do the investigation. What do you think? That might be. I tell you what. You want to talk about a stress test? You don't even need you don't need the wheel. Just send me over a batch of those shrimp, and as I get them close to the boiling water, I'm sure you can see them stress out. Right? You won't even need to do a whole scientific thing. DePaul University now is pushing to decriminalize prostitution. I guess they're sick of chasing all the girls and boys around campus there. So they've hosted several sex workers and advocates of sex work to speak about the injustices of human trafficking while advocating for decriminalizing prostitution. Now, here's the fun thing about this. The studies show, here's the opposite. You legalize prostitution. You think you can control it like you do alcohol and dope and other things? I don't trust the government to regulate anything, really. And you don't think human trafficking is going to skyrocket because now there's less chance of them even coming looking for prostitution type of places? The private Catholic university, you do know that DePaul is a private Catholic university, hosting sex workers, advocating for sex work. Right? This is so backwards. Some of these Catholic universities, so backwards. Some of these Christian universities are so backwards. They really, you know, I've always said the same thing. If you're not, it's one thing to make a mistake. So let's not confuse mistakes with outward bad behavior. You know, I always like to tease people, talk with people about the fact that for some of my Christian friends, you'll get this. If you pray over your food and you get food poisoning, either God's a liar or you really didn't believe prayer works. That's kind of where I'm at with stuff. That's the point I got to, because we blame God for everything, right? And I love talking to some of my friends that, I pray over my food all the time. I stop praying over my food because, I've got food poisoning a lot. Well, two things I'd say. The scripture also says you shouldn't tempt God. So are you going to places that, picking up the meat off the floor before they cook it? I don't understand. Because I'm not so sure I've ever got food poisoning. I may have got it, didn't know it. Felt bad after I ate something somewhere. Stomach was a little upset. I get sometimes if I eat too much fried foods, whether we go to a place where you got fried fish and fried shrimp, shove all that in my belly, it slows me down. But I mean, think about all this. So you either believe what you say you believe or you don't. And yet you got Catholic universities out there. I'm not picking on the Catholics. Christian universities, Catholic schools, Christian schools. You got those places out there that do stuff like this. 180 degrees against the Bible that they swear to uphold. They're getting money based on their Catholic university. They're getting money because it's supposed to be a Christ-centered university. And they're not. And it doesn't. Right? So if it doesn't mean, if it doesn't have the same, again, they're playing with a different dictionary. Very, very, very hard. For me to get into this and to understand where they're coming from. I mean, I understand where they're coming from. Hate is hate. They're very confused on love trumps hate. They're very confused on all that stuff, as far as I'm concerned. So on April 11th, the so-called Stop Enabling Sex Traffickers Act was signed into law by Donald Trump. The event describes stated that the event description stated, but who's really affected by SESTA, which is the Stop Enabling Sex Trafficking Act. Right? They want to know what this does. So, again, Trump can't do anything that they're not going to try to rip apart. One event speaker, who's training to be a professional dominatrix, I didn't know that was a class at college, spoke about the difference between trafficking and sex work, contending that SESTA is doing the opposite of abolishing human sex trafficking and is actually increasing it. That's sex work, that is. Now, sex work should be something where everyone involved should agree on. SESTA criminalized online escort services and other websites that advertise sexual encounters, which the speaker described as safe methods of seeking out sex services. Arguing that shutting down such options caused illegal sexual services in the form of forced human trafficking. Yes, because all the girls on campus, we've done these stories before. I don't know what they're called. They really should be called, hookers, whores, or prostitutes, whatever the line has been over the years. But the girls that sell themselves on campus to make money to go to school. Right? So it's already going on. It's happening on campus. So it's not like they're, I don't know if those girls are being forced into it. Last I heard, they weren't. One speaker said that all sex work is valid. All sex work deserves to be done in safety. I'm not a victim because I had a freedom and an agency to choose. Right? I mean, remember, this was the same thing they gave us with the Roe versus Wade, right? It had to be safe and sane. That women were going down to back alleys and getting coat hanger abortions. Remember that? And so they said, these women were sick and they needed help, and this was the only way they could get help. So we need to pass this law so that they could get a safe abortion. Obviously safe only for the mother, not for the baby, apparently. But it was never meant to be anytime, anywhere, anyhow. That was not the mindset of the day. Now it's like if a kid's going to be, have the wrong color hair or eyes, they're gone. It's just crazy, people. It's just asinine. Look where this world has gone. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Head up to the website, give me your email address, send you an email from time to time. Shouldn't make you crazy, right? And on top of that, You're informed. Now go get them. Have a great rest of the day. God bless.